Hello. Okay, I would like to call the study session of the City Council to order at 5:35. First, I would like to ask if anyone has any changes to the agenda for this evening. Yes. Mr. Sharp?
I would like to appoint Mayetta Weston to the WashU Commission. There are copies of her application. It's on each council person's desk.
Okay. So add Mayetta Weston. Okay. Any other changes? Okay, we'll do that up front. And now we go to the review of submittals for University City's Audit Services. Mr. Walker.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and members of council. We have three submissions. The initial presentation will be by Showalter Jabori, then Ruben Brown, and then Schmersal. We're asking the submitters to limit their presentations to 15 minutes. So I'll turn it over to you, Mr. Torti.
Well, thank you, and good evening. I recognize most of you, but I'll reintroduce myself, Jim Torti, and this is Karen Link. I've been the partner on the engagement for the last 3 years, and Karen has been the manager on your engagement. And I've put together a short kind of outline of some highlights of our proposal. And I'll just briefly run through that and then answer any questions that you may have regarding our proposal. So on the first page, I just wanted to review a little bit about Showalter and Jabori. We were founded in 1976. We have 6 shareholders and approximately 45 team members. We're ranked in the top 20 of the largest firms in St. Louis, and we have been servicing governmental entities for over 30 years. We've received the highest reporting results possible with our external peer reviews, the current and the prior peer reviews, which encompass a 24-year period. Regarding the peer review in the proposal, if you refer to page 11 and 12, that's where we discuss the proposal. This process is where other CPA firms come in and review our system of quality over accounting and auditing practice and make a judgment about our quality. We've received the best results possible on our last 8 peer reviews. It is similar to receiving a clean audit report without a management letter. We're very proud of the quality of our work, and the quality of the CPA firm you engage should be an important consideration. Next, a few of our firm affiliations. We are members of the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, the Missouri Society of Certified Public Accountants, the Government Finance Officers Association, and we're the Midwest representative of Nexia International and are members in good standing with the Private Companies Practice Section of the AICPA. Our commitment to provide the quality, highest quality of services to our clients is evidenced by our affiliation with these organizations. They allow us to stay abreast of changes that affect the industry and allows us to be proactive rather than reactive in working with our clients. I'm still on the handouts. I did. Okay. Yes, I'm on it, sorry. So I'm on the client affiliations. We have extensive experience in providing auditing and accounting services to governmental entities, and a sample of some of our clients include, of course, the City of University City, Missouri, the City of St. Charles, the City of St. Peter's, the City of DePere, the City of Maplewood, the City of DeSoto, and the City of Brentwood. We also provide professional services to numerous other entities that have similar requirements as the City of University City. And we believe this sample of clients demonstrates our ability to competently perform your engagement. Our clientele include municipalities larger and smaller than the City of University City, and serving governmental entities comprises approximately 60% of our audit practice. In addition to providing traditional services such as audits, we also provide specialized services. Some examples include documentation of internal controls, risk assessments, agreed-upon procedures, information security assessment. We also have several affiliate companies, Blade Technologies, that provides various IT services, and Showalter Jabori Financial Services, which provides comprehensive financial and tax planning services. These examples are an indication that we are more than just a compliance firm. We have the expertise and experience to provide additional services should the need arise. On numerous occasions, we have been engaged to provide additional services outside the scope of the certified audits. Next, I'd like to talk a little bit about our audit approach. Our audit approach will consist of our planning phase, where we will gather and update information about the city, and will then perform a risk assessment related to major assets, liabilities, revenue, and expenses. And based upon the risks identified, we will develop a strategic audit plan. Next, we will execute our audit plan during our audit field work, and finally, we will present the report results to the City Council. Next, I'd like to share a few of our people that will be involved in the engagement, and these individuals listed here make up a portion of our governmental audit team. We believe them to be a highly qualified group of professionals. Each of these team members have significant experience auditing the City of University City or other municipalities similar to the city. Depending on the availability and timing of the audit, the city will be assigned a combination of these highly skilled professionals. And in the proposal itself, we have a detailed resume of those individuals. As far as the scope of the services, we understand those to include the audit of the CAFR, the audit of the Federal Awards Program in accordance with A-133, if that's required, an issuance of Management Advisory Service Letter or a report on internal control findings. It will include meetings with the city officials and all routine consultations. The next page is our fees. Our maximum fees will be as listed, and they include, again, the single audit if required, all typing, printing, and binding of reports, and all out-of-pocket expenses. And I would like to point out that these are the same fees as our prior engagement for the years June 30th, 2011 through 2013. And our estimate of hours was based on our prior experience with the city, audits of similar governments, consideration of the internal controls of the city, and the time we know it takes. Based on these factors, we made an estimate of the hours that would be required, and our proposed fees are based on significantly reduced hourly rates. Now I'd like to take a few minutes to kind of go through some of the highlights of our three-year engagement. As I mentioned earlier, we began our engagement with the June 30th, 2011 audit. From the inception, we have embraced open communication with the City Council. We have always held pre- and post-audit meetings in order to communicate our audit plan and to communicate the results of the audit. We will continue this if we are engaged again. When we began our work with the City, we identified material weaknesses and significant deficiencies and other matters related to internal control of the City. These had not been identified by your previous auditors. We've held the finance department accountable, and we've worked very closely with them as they remedied the findings and have been significantly reduced. We've worked with them to increase the quality of their year-end close process, which resulted in more timely completion of the CAFR. And you have our assurance that we'll continue to have an open and transparent communication with the council. In summary, the City of University City will have a local, quality-focused firm with governmental expertise. As I mentioned earlier, serving governmental entities comprises 60% of our audit practice. Our firm will provide a quality audit at a reasonable fee with the continuity of engagement personnel, and we will work with the city to grow to the next level by tackling industry changes together. We will continue to be a trusted business advisor. As stated earlier, since the inception of our engagement, we have had open communication with the City Council and will continue this along with working closely with the Finance Department to help them continue to improve. With that, I would be happy to answer any questions that you may have regarding our proposal.
Are there any questions?
Yeah.
Mr. Glickert?
apologize to everybody here for being a little bit late. Just a quick question about the audit approach. The development of the strategic audit plan and the execution of the audit plan, is this a one-year plan or is this a 1-3-year plan?
The plan is developed each year depending on changes that may have occurred within the environment over the years. So we make an assessment at the beginning of the audit.
Any other questions? Ms. Carr?
If a council member identifies a question or a problem, do you have a mechanism to allow us to ask that question and follow up on it?
Yes. I mean, as I mentioned, we meet before the audit to talk about the audit plan, to talk about the timing of the engagement. And so in a session similar to this, and we always ask for any questions that anybody may have at that time, and also we have a meeting at the end of the audit to present the audit results, and we provide our contact information in our pre-audit meeting, so there's plenty of opportunity for any questions.
Any others? Could I ask, on your highlights of your 3-year, you talk about identification of other matters not identified by the prior audit firm. Could you go into some detail on that, please? I know we probably heard, but I'd like to hear your explanation of what you found and how you did that.
Yes, in the first year, which was June 30th, 2011, we identified, material weaknesses and significant deficiencies in internal control. And those were reported in our report to the council. Some of the deficiencies, the deficiencies considered to be material weaknesses related to the bank reconciliation processes. We talked about internal control over financial reporting as a material weakness. We also identified significant deficiencies, which was a segregation of duties over the accounts receivable, deficiency in the assessment of the allowance for doubtful accounts. We identified the lack of documentation of internal controls as a significant deficiency. And we also identified the fact that there was not a risk assessment performed as a significant deficiency. Some of the other matters that were current year matters that didn't go to the level of a material weakness or a significant deficiency related to segregation of duties over payroll. We talked about lack of controls over over computer processes. We talked about the accounting system that was in the process of being implemented and some improvements that could be made in the documentation and training of the individuals. We had talked about and identified interfund balance accounts as some areas of improvement. Also the federal awards cash management. We talked about identified deposits. Library deposits were not being deposited in a timely manner. We noted that certain actual expenditures exceeded the budget. And we had some other general accounting considerations related to the solid waste fund. And we talked a little bit about the issue of the library district, whether it should be included as part of the city itself or as a separate entity. We talked about suggested the use of a checklist for the accounting procedures to help the closing process each month, and we also suggested that the city establish a fund balance policy.
Thank you very much. Any other questions? Hearing none, Mr. Walker.
Thank you.
Second presentation is going to be by Reuben Brown.
Reuben Brown. right, should we go ahead?
Yes, we'll proceed.
All right, thank you. Well, good evening, everybody. First of all, I wanted to thank you very much for the opportunity to propose on your audit and to present to you this evening. University City is one of the most important cities within St. Louis County, and so it's a privilege to have this opportunity to speak with you. We've got a very brief presentation in front of you that we will go through and then be happy to answer your questions. If you flip on to page two, just to introduce ourselves, my name is Ted Williamson. I'm a partner with Reuben Brown in our public sector practice, which focuses on audits of governments at the state, county, and city level. And with me is Renita Duncan, who is a manager within our public sector practice as well. And we will be the partner and manager on the audit of University City if you choose to retain Reuben Brown as your auditors. As you flip to page three within the presentation, just a little bit of background on Reuben Brown. We are a full-service accounting firm. We were founded here in St. Louis in 1952. We are currently, according to Inside Accounting Daily, the 44th largest CPA firm in the United States, and we are the second largest within the St. Louis market, according to the St. Louis Business Journal and the list that they publish each year. We do have 450 or so total team members. Our firm has three offices in St. Louis, Kansas City, and Denver. And the St. Louis office, in addition to being the original office, is also the largest office of the firm. So approximately 350 of those 450 are right here in St. Louis. And as I'll talk about as we go on a little further here, we do have a dedicated public sector services group of team members that spend most or all of their time working on governmental audits. So as you flip onto page four, you do have our full proposal, which goes into some depth into our qualifications. But just in the limited time that we have with you this evening, if you were to pose the question, why should you choose Reuben Brown as your auditors, here on page four are just the 4 points I wanted to highlight for our time together this evening. First of all, we do have significant expertise within the government industry. Our city audits are not a thing that we do on the side while we focus on for-profit companies or what have you. We are very much involved in the industry and industry organizations, and I'll elaborate on that a little bit on the next slide. And we will use that expertise and involvement to bring to you to improve the quality of your audit experience. We do have substantial experience auditing other cities and governmental entities similar to University City, and we'll go through some samples of those here in a moment. And we do have dedicated public sector staff, as I mentioned, who work on our city audits and are trained in the specific nuances of governmental accounting and the way that cities work. And we will use that to make your audit experience as smooth as possible. And then finally, we do have various value-added deliverables, newsletters, and training opportunities that we will make available to the city staff and to the city council to the extent you're interested as part of our service delivery to you as well. So as you flip onto page five, just to highlight our expertise within the governmental industry, Reuben Brown is a member of the AICPA's Governmental Audit Quality Center. As part of that involvement, we participate in regular training. We receive regular news letter updates on the latest developments in the governmental field, and we have access to the AICPA's experts in the governmental arena. So all of this serves to keep us on the cutting edge as far as what the developments are in the governmental accounting field. Additionally, I am a member of the AICPA's private company practice section's technical issues committee. And one of the things that committee is tasked with is as the GASB, the Governmental Accounting Standards Board, proposes new accounting standards, our committee reviews those standards and provides feedback to the GASB based on how those will impact our clients and the types of cities that we work with. So that's a way of trying to get a voice in on behalf of cities like University City for what will be the consequences of the new accounting rules that the GASB issues. Also, we are a member of the Government Finance Officers Association and the Missouri Society of CPAs, and actually we speak frequently at functions held by both of those entities. The MSCPA has an annual governmental training in Columbia each year that I and other members of my firm have been a speaker at, We've also presented at the Government Finance Officers Association on both the local level, the state level, and the last 2 years I've had the opportunity to present at the National Government Officers Association conventions, last year in San Francisco and this year in Minneapolis. So the way all of this benefits you, if you were to retain us as your auditors, is, you know, we've got really got our finger on the pulse of what's going on in the governmental accounting industry, and we will bring that to your audit to make sure that you are current and that you're aware of everything that's coming down the pike and how it's going to affect the city. And the reason that's important is if you turn on to slide 6, it's been a busy time lately as far as governmental accounting is concerned. There are several significant new accounting rules that will be becoming effective for the city over the next few years. The big ones are the last two bullet points I have listed here for your June 30, 2015 fiscal year end, GASB 68, which will completely change the way governmental pensions are accounted for, is going to become effective. And then in 2015, the federal government's Office of Management and Budget has changed the way that single audits are going to work for your federal funds that the city receives. So it'll be very important that the auditor you retain has expertise in governmental accounting rules and is up to speed on these new changes so that they can be implemented appropriately on the audit of the city. So at this point, I'm going to turn it over to Renita, who is going to go through our next few slides in our presentation.
Okay. I will begin on page 7. As Ted mentioned, we serve several governmental clients and municipalities in St. Louis. On page 7, we've highlighted just a few with similarities to University City. As you can see, we provide services to three other municipalities in St. Louis County. Two of those three, I personally serve as the manager on those accounts. You'll note that there are several other municipalities across the state, and we have a complete list of our clients in the proposal that's been provided to you. Moving on to page 8. As we mentioned at Reuben Brown, we do have a dedicated public sector services group. There are 4 partners in the group, including Ted. There are 6 managers, including myself, and there's 30 other staff members that work on governmental clients. As members of that group, we spend anywhere from 50 to 100% of our year working with governmental clients and serving them and providing audit services to them. And as members of the group, we're also trained on the issues that are important to you and issues that affect your CAFR. The in-charge, halfway down on the second bullet, the in-charge accountant on your audit or the person that's going to be involved in the day-to-day field work will have 3 to 5 years of experience in governmental auditing. And Ted and I will provide significant oversight, especially during the first year, over the day-to-day field work and throughout the audit. Moving on to page 9. So in addition to providing you with an audit and required communications, we have a number of value-added services that we want to bring to your attention. We deliver additional communications and best practices via our viewpoints document. That document is something that we'll provide to you at the end of the audit in a session similar to this, and it will be tailored to you, and it will have information in it that you like to see. And we're the only firm at this point that is compiling and publishing a public sector statistical survey. I believe that you guys have participated in that survey from year to year, but what we will do is we will provide that information in a viewpoints document and use it as a benchmarking survey. We'll give you statistics on other municipalities in the St. Louis area and kind of show you where you kind of fall compared to those other municipalities. And in addition, we'll keep you updated on industry changes via quarterly Horizons magazines and periodic eFocus articles, which are emailed to you as a client if you choose to retain our services. And lastly, moving on to page 10, we want to make you aware of educational opportunities at Reuben Brown. So right now, we do have an annual public sector seminar. Every year, we hold it in January in our St. Louis office. And in addition to that, we are also going to hold a single audit seminar this December to bring you up to speed on the changes from OMB and single audits. Now we'll turn it over to Ted.
So finally, just on slide 11, to summarize what we feel that we can bring to the city. First of all, the meat and potatoes of the audit is doing the audit itself, and we promise you that we will deliver an audit of the highest quality that is in compliance with all professional standards. As I mentioned, we will bring our significant expertise in the governmental accounting industry to bear on the city's audit and to help you implement new standards as they become effective. You will have an engagement team that spends most or all of its time working on city and government audits and that will be trained in the nuances of those audits. We will work to make your transition from your current auditors as seamless as possible, and the main way that we will do that is with significant partner and manager involvement on behalf of Renita and I to make sure that everything moves smoothly and that the staff is well-trained and well-supervised. We will make a point of having open and constructive communication both with the City Council and with management throughout the audit. We will meet with the Council at the beginning of the audit before we start to go over our plan and to ask if you have any specific areas that you'd like us to focus on. We'll give you our contact information so that you can contact us at any time during the audit. We will be in regular communication with management throughout the audit to update them on any findings we have so that nothing is a surprise when the report is issued at the conclusion of the audit. And then finally, we will present the results to the Council at the conclusion of the audit. We promise that we will deliver timely service in order to meet your reporting deadlines at the conclusion of the audit. And then finally, we believe that the value-added items that Renita highlighted, our deliverables, newsletters, and training opportunities give you a little extra for your fees as opposed to just the required audit itself. So with that concludes our presentation. And, of course, there's more information within our full proposal. But if you do have any questions, we would be happy to answer those for you at this time.
Any questions? The fees are in the first proposal we've got on page 9, 14.
Yes, the fees are on page 14 of the full proposal document. And, of course, it depends on whether you will require the single audit this year or not. And if you do, then the extra amount for the single audit will be part of the fees this year.
Okay, any other questions? Okay, well, thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much for having us. Have
Mr.
a great
Walker.
Evening.
Madam Mayor and members of council, the third presentation will be by Mr. Schmersal.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for having us here this afternoon. Usually when I have to speak in front of a mic, I have to adjust it up, but when you sit down, you don't have to mess with that quite so much. That's a good thing. First, I'm going to apologize in advance. If I start slurring my words, I haven't been drinking heavily. I did just have a unscheduled emergency three-hour trip to the dentist and came from there to here. Later this afternoon, when all the drugs wear off, I'm sure I'm going to feel that. But for now, I'm just a little numb, and I may slur a couple of times. I've not been drinking. But I'm here, and I'm here because this is an important opportunity. This is the audit of University City is important to the firm. You would be a valued and important client of our firm. You would be a valued and important client of myself and of Mark Graves, who is an audit manager who's here with me. I'm sure you've already heard in great detail about other wonderful firms, and so I'm going to try not to do too much of that. I will tell you that we are one of the top 15 firms in size within the city of within the St. Louis area. We have been around for 22 years, 6 months, and 14 days. and have grown, as I said, to be one of the top 15 firms in the area. We do have a very strong governmental expertise. We see that as a practice area that's important to us. It's an area in which we have expertise, and therefore it's an area in which we want to continue to grow the practice, and so you all would be within our sweet spot in terms of the kinds of clients that we want to have. We do have strong governmental expertise, and while I won't list all the various things that we're involved with, I will tell you with some pride that we were among the very first Missouri firms to be part of the AICPA Quality Center, the Governmental Quality Center, and we did so because of the importance of the governmental practice to us. We have a number of cities, school districts, and junior colleges, other governmental entities. We, for example, do the audit of the Regional Justice Information System, REGIS, which I suspect you all probably use quite a bit through your police department. We do that audit with some regularity. We do the audit of the St. Louis Regional Convention and Sports Authority. I want to point out that while we're responsible for the Dome, we are not responsible for the Rams results. That's on them, but we do the audit of the Dome, as well as I said, a number of other governmental entities. We do roughly 30 to 40 governmental audits every year, and most of that work is done by the two gentlemen that you see before you. Professional services have an inherent personal aspect to them, and so you will have my attention as an audit partner with governmental expertise. I've been at this for some 35 plus years. Well, I can tell you exactly how long the firm has been around. I can't tell you exactly how long I've been doing it, but several years with a great deal of governmental time and auditing throughout my practice history. As managing partner of the firm, I have access to and the ability to ensure resources of the firm are brought to bear on audit clients. And while all audit clients of the firm deserve attention, I'd be fibbing to you if I didn't tell you that my audit clients do get a little bit of extra attention. It's why I have one of the best senior managers in the firm with me, and probably in the form of Mark Graves. I don't know if you want to say a word or two about yourself.
Sure, I'm happy to. Like Jim said, my name is Mark Graves. I'm a senior audit manager with Schmerchel Chalor. I started my career there back in 95, and I have been there ever since. So the firm is well ingrained in me as I am in it. I have been an audit manager on various municipalities in the past, some that we still have, some that we have had, and they have moved on for typically logical rotation that they do on many municipalities do on a regular basis. So we've seen a lot of government audit work. I've been involved with a lot of that. And as Jim said, I would be the main manager on the job. I would be, you know, kind of the main contact. If Tina ever had questions, I would be the one to contact. Always open, receptive to an open dialogue throughout the entire year, not just, you know, before and after the audit process. So again, I appreciate the opportunity to be here and speak to you about University City.
Yeah. You all are fortunate to have, from our perspective, three very good firms that are interested in doing your work. It's sometimes difficult to differentiate among firms. Firm that you've got is a good firm. We are a fine firm and we'll pay attention. It would give you a fresh look at some of your issues. Certainly, we will overstaff your engagement in the first year from an expertise standpoint to ensure that the transition goes smoothly. And there's a little bit of enlightened self-interest there as well, because if we staff it more strongly in the first year, then we can establish a stronger file, dig stronger into your procedures and policies in the first year, and establish a better base to provide you with service on an ongoing basis. Our focus, while we certainly have to do an audit, we'll deliver an audit on a timely basis, and that's important. It's also important to pay attention to the controls, to the policies and procedures that you have in place, to ensure that you have a control structure in place that allows you to meet your fiduciary oversight obligations over the assets, liabilities, revenues, and expenses of the city. And so while we'll be testing balances, we'll also spend a fair amount of time testing controls, reviewing your procedures, reviewing your policies, making sure that you have controls in place that are appropriate for a city of the size and nature and resources of University City. I mean, you're not Monsanto, and so you're not going to have row after row of people to do segregation of duties, but you should have an appropriate set of controls. I'm sure you have many appropriate controls in place, and we'll review those, perhaps make some suggestions for enhancements, give you some assurance that the controls that you have in place are operating appropriately and providing protection for the citizens of this city in terms of the maintenance of assets, limiting of the liabilities. We have, in fact, in the last year, done two specific studies of internal control policies and procedures for city entities, where we were hired specifically to go in and not do an audit of the financial statements, but rather to specifically do a test of controls, to specifically review policies and procedures, and come back with a more in-depth analysis of what's involved. We're enthusiastic about this opportunity. We think we will add value to your efforts to govern the city, to your efforts to protect the assets of the community, and we would be pleased to work together with you and your staff for the coming years. I'd be happy to take any questions you might have.
Any questions? Ms. Carr?
It's a question I would want to know of any firm. If the council has a question, or a member of council has a question and wants you specifically to take a look at something, I noticed that you have provision for working with staff. How do you handle that?
Our engagement is ultimately not with staff. Our engagement is with the city, which is represented by the city council. And so if the city council comes to us, then we will respond to the city council. And our obligation ultimately is to work with the staff that you've selected, but to report and to provide service to you as a council. And so we would respond to that.
Mr. Glickert?
In your objectives, your commitment to us, your first line says to generate creative solutions. Can you give me an example of a solution with one of your like-minded cities, like University City, from the past?
Well, and I will. Every city, every entity is different. Every city is different. And so creative solutions have to be designed around the nature of the problem, the nature of the resources available to meet that problem, and the time frame and the magnitude of the dollars. And so each creative solution is going to be different. We have, I don't want to name specific names, we went into a city several years ago and effectively rebuilt their accounting function from the ground up. It had simply stopped functioning in the manner that that the city council expected. And so we went in and we had to help them reconstitute their financial function, build bridges to ensure that the financial information was available, create controls until they were able to put in place the kind of staff that they needed to support their city's operations. Those are the kinds of responsive creative solutions that we would come up with.
Could I ask, I noticed that you, the other firms actually gave us a price, and I noticed that you do yours on an hourly rate. Can you give us an estimate? Is that in there? What page is that?
We did give you a price, ma'am.
Okay. I apologize.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Let me see. Which one? Okay. Okay, so I'm sorry. I saw the hourly. I didn't see this.
No,
okay.
You're fine. We put it at the very end because we want you to read all about the good stuff about us before you get to the price.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Any other questions? Okay, thank you very much.
We'd be pleased to do the work and look forward to working with you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Okay, could I ask, we have a few more minutes. Mr. Walker, what is our time frame? I know this is a decision of the council. What is the time frame? When will the numbers for this year be ready to go for the next auditor?
I'm going to rely on our director of finance. Tina, what's the time frame for a decision?
The year end was June 30th, so we plan to have them come over beginning of October, and they usually take around 3 weeks. So we should start doing the report in November and get it done by beginning of December. Yeah. Well, it's up to City Council and the mayor.
But if we do not have a second meeting this month and we have one in August, if we scheduled something around our August meeting, would that be insufficient time for decision and contract, et cetera, et cetera?
I would like to have the answer during the first meeting of August, if it's possible, because we need to have resolution approved.
Yeah, what I would suggest, if council members have any questions or want any additional information, that they provide them to me before that, so that you're in a position to make a decision at the August council meeting.
If we set up a meeting, is this an executive session discussion that we have, or is this a public discussion? Does anyone remember from last time? Mr. Glickert?
I think you should do it in a closed session.
Okay, so, Council, if we scheduled a closed session prior to our August meeting, is the resolution such that whatever firm we decide upon at that meeting, the name could be included in the resolution that evening? Will that work, Mr. Walker?
Yes. But as I said, I would encourage, if council members have any questions or want any additional information, to give those to me as soon as possible, so that we don't come to the meeting on August 11th and someone say, well, I wanted to know A, B, C, or D.
Mr. Sharp?
Is there any information that you need to give to us pertaining to the selection of one of the groups? Is there some information that we need to have?
I can provide the criteria of selecting the firms. Yeah.
I think it would be beneficial if council members spoke to me prior to making that decision. We've had some experience dealing with these firms and that, so I would encourage you to do that.
Okay, so Council, can we plan to have an executive session prior to the meeting in August, and if we can all come prepared to discuss these proposals and make a decision hopefully that evening? Is that okay? I'm sorry? 5:36, how, thoughts? Executive session prior to the meeting. Would a half hour be enough time? I know some members have schedules. Should we do 5:30 or 6 or 5:45? Okay. Well, let's plan for an executive session at 6 p.m. at the August Council meeting, at which time we hope we will choose a firm and hopefully have the resolution ready to go with an appropriate firm named, however we do that. Okay. Any other questions? Hearing none? Okay. We will adjourn the next meeting in about 10 minutes.